Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Hello, Alice.
Hello, Joel.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing so well. We were just talking about fantasizing about making theatre shows with babies in them. I know there's a few people that have done it before. I know Trig V. Wagenshaw did make a show with
He did.
Yes. Did you see
this as a baby?
Oh, and have you guys seen it?
No,
yeah.
I saw it.
Oh,
yeah. It's amazing.
How was it?
The baby comes out of the ear. He's like more of a toddler because he can walk, and he comes out with boxing gloves and beats Trig V up.
That's actually really awesome.
Yeah, I love
that. That's so cool.
So that's what we were talking about before. But otherwise, look, I'm good. I'm actually glowing because my two aunties are with me today.
Oh, true. Really?
We have Johanna Cosgrove and Brinley Stent.
Pleasure to be here.
I love a little double interview. We're talking to you
very
guys.
Patty and Selma.
Oh,
kind of energy going on.
Which is whomest?
Oh my god. You're Patty, I'm Selma.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't know why.
I could also pick Betty and Veronica.
That was our
gorgeous
vibe when we were in Edinburgh.
Gorgeous. Yes. The two of you were in Edinburgh together just recently in August.
Yes.
What was the vibe over there? And is that fueling something for you back here in Aotearoa?
It was amazing. It's crazy. Brinley and I were there with the sole intention to see as many shows as possible.
Yes. How many did you see?
Brinley was spreadsheet queen. There was 24 hours where we saw 10 shows in 24 hours, which was...
We saw almost 30 over the course of however many days we were there, 10 days.
Yeah.
Which isn't that good. I could do better.
Yeah, I mean, you can see more.
I can see more.
Obviously.
30 shows.
Yeah.
But you're back here in Aotearoa. You've got your shows on tonight and tomorrow. We'll start with High Delusion. Mm-hmm. You had the show in Comedy Fest last year. Was that called 2 years ago?
Oh, my God. It actually was last year, which feels absolutely cooked because it so much life, you guys.
Life has happened. So you did it there. You actually did a ragingly successful season in the Melbourne International Comedy Fest.
God bless you, Alice.
This year.
So I did High Delusion premiere New Zealand last year, Melbourne this year.
Yes, she's just really enjoying
Evelyn
the
tit. She's on the tit.
She is on the tit and she's loving life.
Yes.
So you did that. Do you put your shows to bed? Like, you do them a couple of times and you're like, nah, I'm done.
It depends on the show. I have never really put a show to bed. I've never been a one and done. My first show, Auntie, I peddled it for 2 years consecutively. And there was a vibe where it was like year three. And that's not a thing in New Zealand.
Yes.
Overseas, people will run their shows 2 years minimum. But here we don't really have enough audience.
Yeah.
People are like, I've seen it twice. I don't need to see it again. The 10 people that come.
And you're like, yeah, and mum, you're going to go see it a third time.
I know my mum, bless her.
Literally your mum probably has seen your show a couple of times.
Oh, at least three. Bare minimum.
So High Delusion, talk to us about some of the concepts in this work. It is a stand, I'd call it theatrical stand-up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was me trying to make a straight stand-up show. Cut to six old kabuki dropping from the roof, 17 fedoras, multiple lighting states. So theatrical stand-up.
Yes. What is the kind of the desire to do, conventional stand-up? Like, why? Why do that?
I guess because I kind of had this thing in the 100-day lockdown, which is when the show was being seeded. I just was like, oh my God, I want to be on the stage.
Yes.
That's all. And then I saw stand-up as a really easy vehicle to do that because when you're on a theatre show, you can maybe do one or two of those a year and there's so much work. But if you can write and perform comedy, you can do like 2 gigs a week. You can be on the stage.
Yes. And with that, you are able to do bits, right? You could do a 6-minute bit and then people are like, that's tasty. I want to see the whole
100%. In saying that, though, I definitely made it like, not like a stand-up comic. Like, I made it like a...
Like a theatre.
Yeah. Yes. Totally. Like, there were rehearsals and I made it with Jess Joy Wood, who's my director, who's the head writer at Shorten Street.
Yes, gorgeous.
She's the queen.
Shout out. Yes.
Sweating, it's hot in here. I'm like, Jess Joy Wood, break into sweat.
Because you also had this year in Comedy Fest Iconoclast.
Yes.
As well. So you've got a couple of shows in your repertoire.
Yeah.
But you are filming High Delusion.
Yes.
One for the books. What time is the show on?
9 p.m. Yeah, I love to. I don't think I've done a show before 7 ever.
Yeah,
I'm a late night girl.
You're
and the content of the show is It's nutty, it's sexy, it's horny, it's cute, it's crazy. Oh, Delulu, yes, for the girlies and the gays.
Girlies and gays.
Girlies and gays.
Definitely one for girlies and gays.
That's the only people I care about.
And you are, your wardrobe is like, you're like head to toe and I want to say...
Yes, I'm here to show in custom Christine Crab Gloria, which she did make specifically for me.
Gorgeous.
And I will brag about that and shout it from the top of the Himalayas.
Gorgeous.
We're talking veil. We're talking a design she brought back, archival crab, put sleeves on it, custom for me.
Okay, gorgeous.
And the sex doll, which she honestly is in the show for 3 seconds, but I make such a meal of her, and she is also in a custom Christine Crab Gloria dress.
Your blow up doll is in custom.
Why have we stopped?
I did say theatrical stand up.
Yeah.
So Brinley, obviously, so it's a double, I guess it's a double bill, right? So you're on at the 9 o'clock, Bryn, you're on at 7:30.
Yep, I'm on before.
Oh, she wants the microphone.
Yeah, everyone wants to get into the radio.
So we're bringing back Soft
Carnage,
which was your award-winning show from 2022.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, that long ago.
No.
2021 is I did this show and then won the Billy T that year.
What the hell?
The day before I broke up with my boyfriend.
Iconic. Which one?
Yeah.
Which is iconic.
It's the truth.
I do actually remember that conversation we had because we were living together at the time.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Obviously, a lot has happened in the last few years, but this work still resonates, right? It still hits.
Well, the reason I'm bringing this one back is it's the most popular one. It's probably the most polished, and I think it's the one that's best tourable. So that's why I'm bringing this one back to film, because I want to take it international.
Yes, Gal wants to travel with the show, despite the fact that you have a huge piece of set. Which is
a dancing skeleton, full size dancing skeleton puppet.
I mean, that's the hashtag spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But you've done it. You actually have just done the work at Soho Theatre in London.
Yeah, 2 years ago I did it in Soho Theatre in London.
So
yeah,
you've tested it in the international waters.
I have.
Were there bits that hit there different, or like what was it like performing to like non-New Zealand audiences?
Honestly, it all hit the same because it's all universal. It's absurdist sketch. It's a lot about, I mean, it's dumb. So it's like a woman having sex with a self-serve checkout machine.
Yes.
That's universal. Yeah. That's a universal theme. The only bits that didn't strike a chord were like, I have April Sun on Cuba as like hold music. And they were like, what is this?
Yes.
And I was
my God.
Get amongst, guys.
Yeah, you're like, have you not heard of Brooke Fraser's
seminar work?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Do you change your references? And I wondered the same for you. Do you change your cultural references when you travel work?
Occasionally, yes. Yeah. I had to change dollars to pounds.
Oh.
I had to change IRD to the New Zealand Tax Department.
Oh.
It's a pseudonym.
You want to take this work on the road, so you're filming, both of you are filming your works.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're on at 7:30, it's a family-friendly time of 7:30. Is it a family-friendly show? Yeah,
no,
I was going to say.
No. It was less risque than Johannes.
Okay.
So if it gives you an indication of we're going from sex with a self-serve checking machine, Johannes is even more R18 than that.
Yeah, okay. I've seen both of your works and they're both fabulous. Has a part of you moved on, given that you made the work years ago? And the thing that I find amazing about this is, if you have, that's fine, right? Because when you're performing the work, you can still arguably find truth to material.
I think so. Yeah. Do you know what's interesting about this one? This one is more sketchy. So it's like boom sketch, boom character, boom sketch, boom character, rather than like a big theme.
Yes.
Whereas some of my other work, like I did a show called Frigid, which was about kind of like where I was at with a breakup and like sexuality and things like that. And I did that one again last year and I was like, oh, we've moved past this one.
Yes.
But the Soft Carnage is different. This is why I'm bringing it back. It's more just like your classic heavy hitters, ones you'd see on a lineup show.
Yes.
Funny out of context bits.
So sketch, we've got sketch, stand up, it's storytelling. Both of you trained at Twiff Cuddy, New Zealand National Drama School.
Period. We're talking mime, we're talking clown, we're talking mask work.
It's craft. Johanna did go to clown school in France.
Yeah.
So
yes.
We're literally, you have the craft.
Yeah.
But you,
in
I mean, look, you're here in the comedy world, comedians. Do you call yourselves comedians?
We call ourselves actor slash
comedians.
Oh, yeah. So the act comes first because you're available for the gigs.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you. And the agents, we've got Auckland actors with Brynley Steen, and you're with
GCM.
Thank you. Gakau Management.
Thank you for the shout out.
You can actually catch both of them on TV as well. But this is an opportunity to see you guys doing the material that you have written yourselves. It's about you both and your glory. The thing I love about both of these shows is, and look, hey, no tea, no shade, but like you're in your full glory, which includes your full flawed glory. And you guys, you guys both like really lean into that in a way that's like giving a wink to the audience to give them permission to like laugh at you both. With you, but also at you. Yep. And that's cool. Yep. We love to be the butt of our own jokes. Yep. And there's something empowering, I think, about it when you've written the joke, right? You know it. Yeah. And you can really put your foot down on the gas when you know the audience is really like vibing with that.
Yeah.
So we've got two chances to see the work. Only two nights. Tonight.
And tomorrow
night. So Friday night at the Basement Theatre. Yep. I recommend buying two tickets, parking yourself up there for the night. It's going to be...
You can get a double ticket price.
Okay.
You can get both shows for $35.
Oh, my God. That's a
steal.
Or
for those listeners out there, you can use the code... Soft Delusion to get $20 tickets.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm absolutely there for that. And also, like, that's cheaper than going to the Travis Scott gig. Arena. So I think you should absolutely go to the Basement Theatre.
Totally.
Check it out. You can go to basementtheatre.co.nz to get your tickets, or else just show up on the door and risk it.
Oh, absolutely.
You can risk away.
Risk away.
We invite that.
but otherwise, I would book in advance because you don't want to be like turning up and then there's no like tickets left low and then you have to hang out with the bar manager at the Basement.
Come along if you want to laugh. It's the silly season. It's summer. Finish work. Get yourself a drink. Come down. Yeah. Have a laugh at the Basement Theatre.
Great Halloween vibes from both of us.
Oh,
very true.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Both
talk about our own death, our own funerals. Yeah. So there's a theme.
Gorgeous. Joel, that's probably all the time we have for today.
Yes, unfortunately. But thank you guys so much for coming in. It was a very interesting, good chat.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Awesome. So that was Johanna Cosgrove and Brynley Steet chatting to Alice Canton about their shows at Basement Theatre tonight and tomorrow night. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.